Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The topic of sustainability can be tricky. There's a balance of what needs to be done now to feed the population and what we can do in the future for an ever-increasing amount of people. Steve Evans from the University of Cambridge, where he's the Director of Industrial Sustainability, talks about variability, energy, industry comparisons, and waste.
If you work in a farm, you understand variability. You understand that this season might be different to this season, and sometimes you can put down this much fertilizer and you'll get a different outcome than putting down the same amount of fertilizer the year after or the year after that. So you understand variability. And maybe you imagine that if you walk into these big factories of the world, the ones that make cars or aircraft, and they're using robots and machines, that surely variability goes down in those places. They don't have to deal with the sorts of things that you're dealing with. And I'm afraid the answer is no, especially for energy. One of my favorite stories, we did some work in ice cream factories all over the world. Two factories that are making the exact same ice cream using the exact same machine. One of them used 6 times more energy than the other factory. If you're looking at this, you should be looking puzzled. You should be going, how did that happen, Steve? The first thing is to know that it's happening, to know that you can have a good day at making ice cream and a bad day at making ice cream, because that causes you to then ask the question, can we have more good days? Variation, I'm afraid, is everywhere. So waste keeps happening. The other part of it is that we have a really quite efficient system at taking waste away. For food waste, eventually it composts. But for other waste, the plastic that is in your bin at home, the metal cans, we have systems that take them away and somehow deal with them. And so we don't pay much attention to all of the waste we produce. We think somehow it's being put to good use. But the quantities are enormous. And that's the issue here. Agriculture is, I think, naturally more cooperative than the rest of the industrial system, because our neighbors tend not to shift and change over periods of time. Yes, we're competitive with our neighbors, but not competitive in the way that Ford is competitive with GM, for example. So the potential to look for system-level solutions exists in agriculture. Agriculture requires a lot of energy and material flows to make its own products. And maybe, until recently, we've treated those as separate systems. If we were farmers in the 1970s, we just expected our energy to come from somewhere. We paid for it. And we expected our fertilizer to come from some companies, and we paid for it. Now we're beginning to understand that we could be part of bringing those systems together, because we're the point at which all the materials come together. They come together on the farm. That's the big opportunity in the future. Either those systems will design new integrated answers and you will be pulled into their systems and hence not in control of your own future, or the farmers will say, we are the place where everything comes together and we will integrate. We're seeing it with bioethanol, for example. And in the best examples, farmers have taken bioethanol as an answer for themselves, rather than waiting for an ethanol company to land in their area and say, oh, please, can I sell my waste to you so that you can do something valuable with it? And I think in Nebraska, I can see bioethanol as a really good example of thinking bigger than the farm, but in a way that is definitely of self-interest. So farmers are getting involved in the energy system. That is only the start.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.